MC Branquinho, diretamente do Brasil. São Paulo, 011 é o DD.
Think the first question you should ask me in regards to everything, Jason, why on earth do I have a hat on indoors? Like, nobody's asked me that question yet. A hat is supposed to be for, like, outside. You're not supposed to be wearing a hat inside.
Not at all. Not a real hat wear.
You're not supposed to wear a hat inside. A hat is it's specifically designed for outside. Like, that's what the brim is for.
Real hat wears, and that's what you're becoming. You are making the Giants hat more famous than the Giants did. And you can wear your hat inside. What do you mean? Well, I don't even understand this philosophy.
You can't wear a hat inside, Jason. A hat is specifically for outside. The brim is supposed to protect you from the sun. That's okay. The whole purpose of wearing a hat.
Okay. Okay. You're okay. This is true. But that's not why people wear hats. People are hat connoisseurs. And you can wear your hat inside, outside,
What is
wherever.
A connoisseur? What is a connoisseur? Like, what is that? Is that some kind of
connoisseur? Like, connoisseur. Connoisseur. Was that a pterodactyl? Does it fly?
Oh my god. My stomach is cramping. He said, is that a pterodactyl?
You know, when I said it though, I thought about it and I was like, that don't make no sense.
I hope he didn't catch it.
Let me just talk over. I think I had a stomach cramp. See, I don't even need to do abs. I just need podcast days. That's it.
Yes, sir. What's up, bro?
I mean, we say this podcast for today because we have a special announcement.
Okay.
This is real deal. Okay. The London, UK games have been announced. You know,
yes,
this
they
man.
Have.
You
oh my goodness.
Know this.
Did you get a tingle down your spine when they released those games? Did you get like a little tingle, like a little J-Bell, like a little spidey sense of the games coming, J-Bell?
Oh, it was like Christmas, Easter, all birthdays, all that. I don't Tooth Fairy. I'm just throwing out stuff because I got a 7-year-old. So I'm just thinking of days where I have to be active, right? That being said, you know it's coming, but it ain't real until it's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I
know what you mean. I won't say that I knew it was coming. Like, we had heard whispers, we had heard rumors, but everything is so in flux, everything is so up in the air that until they actually made the announcement, until we knew for certain, that's when I kind of breathed a sigh of relief, man. It lets us know that things are slowly moving back to normal. I hope the stadium is going to be at capacity. I hope they're going to allow the stadium to be at capacity, man.
Man, last time we were there on the sideline, Tottenham Stadium, it was rocking, man. I looked at you, you were like, this is incredible. Standing next to AK, shout out to him for everything he had done. And it's amazing. Let's talk about these matchups real quick because I'm very excited for the fan base here for several reasons. But first of all, you got Jacksonville versus Miami.
Yep.
That's actually the second game. I don't know why I'm going in reverse.
No, but we should talk about that one first.
We'll talk about that one.
There's a reason why. Yeah.
Well, what's your reason why? Tell me about that.
You have to talk about that one first. Why? Because they have the number one pick.
There you
the
go, my brother.
The Jaguars have the number one pick. They got a guy by the name of Trevor Lawrence, the silky, smooth, long-haired one with the rocket arm. And, you know, everybody's excited. Everybody wants to see what this guy has. And guess what? United Kingdom, look at what we've done for you. Look at what we've done for you, United Kingdom. You get to see him here before maybe half of the country gets to see him. You get to see him live and in person. Then on top of that, let's not forget about Miami with Tua Tagovailoa, was a really good football player. Had a pretty up and down season last year. And then the Miami Dolphins played outstanding football with that defense. And so you get a first rounder last year going up against the number one pick this year, going head to head. A good offense going up against a good defense. Jacksonville, I think, is going to be a very, very sneaky football team. Urban Meyer, the new head coach. This guy doesn't lose games, Jay Bell. He's going to build a winning franchise down there. So we got a lot to look forward to, Jay.
I'm glad you mentioned Urban Meyer. I was going to throw that in there. They added a lot of talent this offseason, Jacksonville. And I think with Urban coming in, obviously with Trevor Lawrence, it's a new look. We're going to see a new offense. It's going to be explosive. There's playmakers everywhere. We should get a show, man. I mean, I'm excited. This team, they're going to turn themselves around this year, and that's going to be outstanding. Miami, man, with Tua. We are Brian Flores fans, the head coach of Miami. And they drafted Jalen Waddle, the receiver, out of Alabama, also his buddy.
Speed.
Right.
Speed.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they have made that offense to fit what Tua does well. So they're going to be get the ball out quick to playmakers, have guys that can run all kind of different routes. We're going to get to see that. That'll be action. Both these teams will be able to hopefully light it up, and they've gotten better on defense.
Listen, Miami, people don't understand the amount of speed they have on that offense. First of all, Jalen Waddle, legit 4-3 guy. He can fly. Devontae Parker, 4-3 guy. Mm. He can run. And people forget, they signed Will Fuller.
I know.
4-3 guy. He can run. So they're literally going to have a track meet out there on the football field with all those weapons. Defensively, they can play. This should be a really good football game, man. It should be a really good football team. But there is one thing that I wanted to ask you about, Jason.
Tell me, man.
There is one thing I wanted to ask you about, because speaking of the Jacksonville Jaguars, there's been a lot of noise over these past 2 days because of one of their signings, Tim Tebow.
Yep.
There's been a lot of noise about Timothy Tebow. Coming back into the football field. Yeah, I called him Timothy. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of hostility. There's a lot of vitriol headed towards this man. And I don't know if I don't think I agree with it, Jason. I don't. I don't think I agree with this at all. When I look at Tim Tebow, when I look about things in general, about life in general, it is not necessarily about who you know. It is how you know them. Now, Tim Tebow knows Urban Meyer, and Urban Meyer knows Tim Tebow very, very well. And we all know Tim Tebow is an athlete. Now, the NFL is always looking for athletes. Now, them signing Tim Tebow, when a lot of other people could have had a chance, I get that. Yeah, I get why people are saying that, but not a lot of people have been able to do what Tim Tebow was able to do. Let's not get this twisted. When this guy was playing quarterback at the University of Florida, they were utilizing him basically as an athlete. And that's what they signed him here for, as an athlete, not necessarily as he's going to be Rob Gronkowski at the tight end position. Not he's going to be Travis Kelce at the tight end position, but they signed him because of his athletic ability. The problem with this guy was he never wanted to play any other position besides the quarterback, and this is where he fell off. But now he has accepted, okay, if I'm going to be in the NFL, I'm going to try and play another position. And I feel like they should at least give this guy a chance to see what he can do before they jump down the man's throat. Not like he made the roster already. I mean, golly.
I do agree with you on that. I mean, the man has not made the roster, and you know how training camp is. You know how the offseason is now. There's 90 dudes on the roster, man. I mean, everybody's just getting a shot to see what you look like. I will say this, and I understand some people's anger towards it, right? Mm-hmm. The vitriol, right? Did I say that right?
You did. That was very good.
I did. That was better than what was the other word I said?
Yeah, condensor.
I didn't even want to say it. Okay. And I understand why people, it's a point. It rubs people the wrong way. It's a conversation. But that, OC, is what I love about it. Jacksonville. This is genius, right? You got a new head coach. You got the number one draft pick. You have been in the news cycle since the end of the year. Now you're back. Yeah. Everybody's talking about Jacksonville.
Yeah,
that's what you want in the offseason. You can't play games. You want people talking about you. As long as it's nothing negative, talk about our team. This is what Jerry Jones has done better than anybody. So when I look at it, I'm not even looking at Tim Tebow. I do believe in the locker room, what Urban Meyer's doing, bringing some of his guys around. All coaches do that when they go somewhere new. But the fact is, we are talking about this guy.
Yeah.
Which makes us talk about that team. Genius. Genius.
Yep. I agree. I think the one thing that I would say rubbed me the wrong way was the insinuations that it was because maybe he was white. He got this chance. Because, I mean, come on, man. NFL is 70% black, first and foremost. And then you see the opportunities that they give a lot of black players who have done some heinous things. I mean, don't bring that into this. That has nothing to do with that. This is just a guy who is, he knows
that. Urban Meyer's his guy.
Period. We all do that. So, man. I mean, let's see how it plays out first.
Oh, see, we all, well, I definitely did. You were balling, but I needed to be somebody's guy. I had a lot of coaches. I was like, take care of your boy when I get old.
Yeah. Okay, think about this. Think about this, Jason. Think about this international player pathway, right?
Yes.
Think about this international player pathway that has become big. It has become like a really, really big thing for the NFL on an international standpoint. You know who the first player that got signed to that was? A guy by the name of Anthony Dabry. Now, he was from France, right? I saw this guy. He'd never played in the NFL before. I made a phone call to Jerry Reese, who was the general manager of the Giants at the time. I was like, listen, this guy, this is what we're trying to do. Please give this guy a chance. They brought him in. Are there not other receivers in America who could play that position? Of course there are, you know, but they gave this guy an opportunity based upon Jerry Reese knowing me.
Yep.
So he did me a solid, if you understand what I'm trying to say. And that has spiraled into a place where we have Efe Obada, we have Jordan Mailata, we have really good players who have come from this program. Yep. So don't just throw something away because, this guy is doing this guy a favor. You never know what can come from that. Let's see what happens. Let's see how it plays out.
I'm totally with that. I'm with you 100%. I got no rebuttal on that. I like it, man. I like what's happening. Let's talk about this other matchup because we both got a little skin in the game on this, and I'll tell you why. Because one of us played on the team. That's the Atlanta Falcons coming.
Oh, yes, sir.
Against the New York Jets. And we both love New York, but I think we are both fans of Robert Saleh, the new head coach there. And my buddy, I got some insiders over there. I can't really say their names because I need them. I need them this season for us. So I'm not going to reveal it, but I'll tell you, it's real easy to figure out once I tell you. That being said, we get to see what I think is going to be a resurgence of Matt Ryan's career. This year. And I say that because Arthur Smith is the new head coach.
Yep.
When that new regime came in, there were no mumblings about we need to get this guy out of here. I think this new staff really believes in him. And they go out and they draft Kyle Pitts, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about him. Matchup nightmare, tight end out of Florida. If you want to have a successful offense and you're an aging quarterback, get you a dominant tight end. You see what Tom Brady has done with Gronkowski throughout the years. So I really like that team. I think they're going to come out. It's going to look good. And then the Jets, man. I mean, the number two pick, Zach Wilson.
Yep.
I heard he's looking nice at practice. He's looking impressive. And what I like with them is they've not made the mistake with a young quarterback, which is not giving him the tools around him. His offensive receiving core has been elevated this offseason, and they're doing everything they can to protect him. That's what you got to do to a young quarterback, right? They've invested everything in offense so that dude can go out there and ball out. And then they saying, hey, Robert Saleh, you the defensive mastermind, you're going to make it happen over there with what you got. I just think that is going to be amazing to watch. And we get to see two guys that literally is going to be the future of the NFL and one guy who I think is going to pop this year.
Yep. I agree with you, man. When I look at the Atlanta Falcons, man, I look at what they have offensively. I mean, Matt Ryan, for me, has always been a top-tier quarterback. Now, from everything that I've seen from him, he's just a little bit unlucky. Like, things just don't seem to happen for him. Like, whenever something bad can happen, it does happen. And that's the only thing that I've seen with Matt Ryan, man, because he is a leader. He has heart. He's a surgeon on that football field with the way he throws the football. So I think he's a really good player. And then you look at their receiving core. Everybody forgets Calvin Ridley had a fantastic season last year.
Baller.
What, 1,400 yards?
Baller.
Julio Jones, one of, in my opinion, when healthy, the most dominant receiver that we've seen in football over the past 5-10 years. So you have him also. You throw in Kyle Pitts, who everybody's saying is going to be a matchup nightmare for everybody, and Arthur Smith, a very, very good offensive coordinator. Let's not get that twisted. And this guy has a very, very good he's a sharp offensive mind. So he's going to be able to design some plays and do some things with that offense that should cause a lot of problems for people. Then when you talk about the New York Jets, Zach Acapulco is what they call this guy. I mean, the guy just looks the part, doesn't he? He's a babyface assassin. They say this guy's going to be the second coming of Patrick Mahomes with his off-target, well, not off-target, off-balance throws and off-script plays.
No,
you don't want off-target. And then hopefully Robert Saleh is going to get that defense firing in all cylinders. So, I mean, these are some very, very good matchups, some very compelling games. Even if they come in and their records aren't the best, you're still going to see outstanding talent on the football field, and you're going to see a good game. And I can't wait for this one either.
See, you make a good point, especially because it's in October. Those guys will have snaps under their belt. They have been played some games, and that's what you need as young quarterbacks to kind of refine your skills, go out there, see it. I like that. I really like the Zach Wilson kid story about him in the offseason, driving from Utah to California to train, and in between training sessions, doing delivery food services. Like, this is the kind of kid he is, man. And and that work ethic will get you somewhere. There's one thing I'm upset about.
Okay.
Both games being at Tottenham Stadium, but we're in the booth. I can't be on the field feeling it.
You can't be on the field?
We're going to be in the booth, man. Working.
Yeah, calling. Yeah, but I mean, before the.
Oh, before. We'll get
before,
down
there before. We got to go down in the field. You know how we get down. Oh, you know, man, we get down.
You know, we got to get one game when we weren't calling it. We were down there the whole time just feeling the vibe. Dope. It was amazing.
On the sideline. We're on the sideline.
We on the sideline. Winning.
Yo, didn't one of the fans give us some food? You remember that? He bought us some chicken tenders. You remember?
Yo,
how awesome was that?
Shout out to my mans and them. He said, y'all want? We looked at it. We said, what is that? He said, y'all want some? Well, he didn't say y'all. He said, you want some? We said, yeah. Remember, he looked at us, gave us the finger, and got up and walked away?
I'll
be right back.
I got you.
Then he came back and handed it over
railing,
and we sat on the side and ate it. I forgot all about that.
Man, listen, we got love out here, man, and we love our fans. Bro, we got love here, and we got so much love for them. It's incredible.
So much love, and that's why I knew there's a reason I was upset that we weren't going to be on the sideline, and it's because of that, man. And I want to tell all the fans, I always say, you hear me say it all the time, but I need everybody to listen. When players come out here, young rookies or veterans, the young rookies are so excited. For some of them, first time out of the country. And they've heard about this experience. They've heard it's going to be different. They understand it doesn't feel like a regular season game in the States. It feels more like a playoff game. The crowd reacts differently. It stands alone. It's its own unique thing. And that's all because of the fans, man.
Yep.
The fans.
Incredible, man.
We have something so special out here. And it's totally because of them. People want to know about tickets, probably, and we have your information right here, which is we don't know nothing either.
Your guess is as good as ours.
No ticket details. So tweet us, hit us up, and let us know what you know about all the tickets and everything like that.
I need to buy some tickets myself. So whatever you know,
tell us.
You know, tell us.
Because we got to buy them too. And then we need a whole lot. I give away Osi's tickets. I'm like, nah, we got it.
You do.
I'm like, nah, Osi got a bunch of tickets. We're good. Yeah, come on. I'm come inviting on. Everybody.
This guy's ridiculous, man.
I know. I'm sorry, man.
Okay.
I apologize. You looking real slim.
Oh, I don't know what's going on, man. It's all the soccer I'm playing, you know?
You looking real slim.
This is soccer, bro. I play 2 hours a day. 2 hours.
Then you're not looking slim. You're looking dehydrated if you play two.
That's all it is. It's dehydration.
That's fake slim.
Fake. That's just water weight. That ain't real. It's just water.
Now, you know what I used to do to gain weight? Because I would, in New York, I was always too light. So Coughlin used to say, me and Jabril, he'd say, I can't have two of my safeties under 200 pounds. Like, can't happen. Yeah. So I go in the sauna real quick in the morning, just so I got real thirsty. Then I smash like 6 waters and go get on the scale. So I did straight water weight.
That is so funny because a lot of defensive linemen had to do the opposite. We had to go. We had to not drink water for a whole night and then go in the sauna and try to sweat out 10 pounds just so we could make weight the other way. That's incredible. Lucky you.
Nah, two different sides of the world, man. I'm telling you. And I didn't know because...
On the same team.
On the same, doing two different things in the same facility. I'm in there... Like, man, he not going to put me on the field if I don't get some weight on me. He literally told me, he was like, I can't have you out there under 200 pounds. What? You're going to get pushed around. He was actually right. That extra 5 pounds helped a lot.
You won't lie.
5 pounds, man. I ever tell you about the time the lineman picked me up and dropped me?
Wow. Really?
In a game, man. You know
picked how- you up and dropped you?
He picked me up over his head.
Wow.
In a game.
I would love to see that.
I got
to
get the footage.
I would laugh so hard to see something like that.
It was.
Were your legs kicking?
I panicked and I froze. And it was the scariest thing that ever happened to me in my life. Because sometimes when the linemen get you, you know, they just, they like, they'll hit you, punk you, throw you, you know, little guy. So it was a blitz on the goal line, two safeties blitzing. In the same basically gap where the center would come over and help, and the other guy would beat the guard.
Yes.
And if you're supposed to give yourself up, right? If he comes to you, but I was tripping because I was acting like it was practice, and I just kind of gave myself up all week. Like, then I just started watching, and the man, we at the goal line, so he knows nothing else can happen. He just said, and he muscled me about right here, bro. He had me right here, and he dropped me, and I hit the ground, and I bounced. And you know what I did? You know what I did on him? You know what I did when the film comes on, and you know you had a bad play? Oh, yeah. You know I went to the bathroom.
Oh, you got up and left, right?
I was looking at that play. I said, oh, here it comes.
It's coming.
I said, Will, because I said between Will and AP, I said, hey, man, you know, tell me what they said. Tell me what they said. I think incredible, we won, so it wasn't that bad. I know. But I'm excited, man. This is great. Yep. More news as the whole schedule gets out. We know the first week games. I just want to mention the first game of the year. Tampa versus Dallas. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Dallas Cowboys. Our coach, London zone, England zone, Adam Dirty, coaching for the Dallas Cowboys, their defensive line coach. I just talked to Adam today, by the way. Fantastic. Man. Playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Super Bowl champions. I can't wait to watch that one, J-Bell. We're going to have to stay up. We're going to have to stay up to watch
that
one.
We're going to stay up. Basically, you what
over?
You said.
Do you want to come over? That's going to be nice.
Is like Layla cooking? Don't tell Layla not to cook.
No. I'll tell her to make some. The duck rice is on fleek. It's. Come on, we're gonna have a party. It's open day.
All I'm saying is this, bro. Coming to your house for dinner, it's an experience. That's all I'm gonna tell everyone. It's an experience, and you go home after thinking, I can't top this. I cannot top this. Yeah. No restaurant.
Nope.
Everything. Nope.
Yeah, and Layla brings it all out like
I wasn't know, gonna say that, OC. Yeah, I wasn't gonna say that.
She just brings it all. Like, she doesn't do that. She doesn't do that every day. That's like it's just because you showed up. She's like, okay, let me put my best foot forward because you know, let me make my husband look decent here. Thank you, man. She comes out and she brings out the courses. She first of all, she starts with a nice little drink. Yeah, she brings a little drink out first and foremost. You know the little drink, the little refreshing drink. And then she comes with the appetizer. Yes. Then she comes with the main meal. And then because Jason likes to eat, she comes with another main meal on top of that main meal. Because Jason has two stomachs. Jason has two stomachs. And then after that, she comes with the dessert. Oh my goodness gracious, man.
And then, incredible. And then she sends me home with the Tupperware.
Some plates.
You got some expensive Tupperware, OC. I had to bring that back. I had to bring that back.
Oh yeah. She don't play. Layla don't play about that. No.
That we got a plan, man, and we get to see our man Adden represent. It's the UK all over the place, man. This is great. This is great.
So, yeah. Uprise, man. Uprise
all day. Simon, hit me with some of that uprise because our people need it. I need it. I'm hyped. Simon got his hat on like OC. Oh my god. Oh. Let me see.
Simon, that looks good though. It fits Simon.
You know what Simon looked like? He looked like a dude that used to put out. He used to have a rap album out in the early '80s. That's what he looked like. he was an old DJ. You were a disc jockey. You are a disc jockey.
I like that, man. I like it, Simon. You should wear your hat like that all the time. It actually fits you.
It's your buddy, my one that's you be like, isn't this what the kids do? Why you looking like it's
August? It ain't even summer. Yes, sir.
Uprise all day. We back at you soon.
I get numbers when I'm on the street, but I do not talk too much.
Jump
out gang on the street from the weed, but I do not talk too much. When the sun's out, she looks swaggy. And I'm blacked out with no belly. Tell a girl, come chill, we make money. Then my lip tastes just like honey. I grab the number, then I'm in. She got a sis, that's a twin. I'm a bad boy full of sin. She's a bad girl full of gin. Pull a Brie and Mars in them jeans. Her big back is obscene. Her top off in my drop top, so I dropped her off in my team.
Hola, hola, mamacita, come with me for thunder. It's your buddy, woman, wonder, striking lightning thunder. Why you looking like it's August? It ain't even summer. What's it on your bumper? Tell me, what's your name?